Here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us tonight in this beautiful Monday. The rain stopped. It's no more rainy days and Mondays. It's just Monday. And we're going to be all over the globe on our show tonight, from the Rhinos, who open up their home schedule on Saturday, to the Western New York Flash. They're in action on Wednesday night. And Abby will be playing. Yes, she will. MLS, NWSL, the World's Game. And we'll touch it all here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. In just a moment, we will have with us former Rhinos keeper, current Flash coach Scott Vallow. And at the top of the hour, we'll hear from Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers about the home opener and, of course, the less than successful starting road trip. We'll get all the words from the head coach. And we'll be welcoming back Dick Howard and Michael Lewis on the show tonight to talk about national and international soccer. And always with this is, of course, our host, the Lancers Wall of Famer himself, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Andrew, it's beautiful weather outside and conducive to beautiful soccer that so far we have been graced with, so you know, for the last couple, 3 weeks. So it is with a heavy heart, but I just want all that listen to know that it's early in the season. The majority of the problem that I see is not about the team winning or losing. It's about what the perception of the fans really is, because you know, we got to get people in the stadium, and with people coming to the stadium, there's a lot of good things can happen. So don't lose faith, fans. Remember that we're in the beginning of the season. We're not at the end of the season. And we have had rough starts before, not only our team, but other teams have as well. So in order to make the team better, we need to support the team with presents and with money. So when you buy your season tickets, when you buy your individual ticket, it'll give them the opportunity to pay the players, get better players, and win. So, you know, for all those of us who thinks that we are disappointed and we want to see changes, well, you know, changes will come, but the reality is that we can't be fickle fans. So we got to be supportive of the team. We got to have a positive attitude. We cannot badmouth the team to those who are more critical than we are. So be patient. Be at the stadium. Buy your tickets. Support your team. Thank you very much. I think that a positive attitude will go a long way.
And the words and opinions expressed by Joe Sirianni may not be those of anybody else, but they should be. So, absolutely. And the first time we can support your team is this Wednesday night as the Western New York Flash take the pitch once again. They'll be playing Sky Blue, who they lost 2-1-0 on a own goal, but the Flash really dominated that match on the road in New Jersey. And joining us now to talk about that is the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash and former Rhinos keeper Scott Vallow. Scott's appearance brought to you by the the Flash. Again, it's 7 p.m. kickoff Wednesday at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue, and Abby Wambach has been cleared to play, and we're looking forward to seeing her in her first ever match playing for a local team since the Rochester Ravens that Joe and Charlie Schiano called back in the day.
Exactly.
And the number to call is 454-KICK to get your Flash and Rhinos tickets, and go to WNYFlash.com. Scott, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And Scott, we got so many questions to ask you. I don't know where to start. First of
all,
how does it feel to,
fire away.
How does it feel to be amongst those beautiful players?
Easy, easy.
No, players, I said.
We're looking for an assistant trainer, Joe. Any interest?
I'm ready. I'll do it for free. Listen, Scott, just looking at the game, you know, and I'm really wondering, the first half really, there was a little bit of cohesion problem, but the second half was much better. Tell me how you guys saw the game. I mean, I just, you know, first of all, you know, the soft goal, the second goal that they scored, I thought it was a soft goal, but it was a defending problem, not merely the defense. And what I saw is that the two national players, they really did the job on us. How did you guys see it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we scored the goal again a little bit against the run of play, to be fair. I thought Boston was very good. Their passing was good. Their movement off the ball was very good. You know, we got the goal. And, you know, to be honest with you, the first 20 minutes or so, we really got outplayed in the midfield. You know, we made a tactical adjustment. We took Veronica Perez off, moved McCall Zerboni into the middle, and, you know, brought in Angela Salem. And that actually settled things down a little bit for us. So
exactly.
We made that tactical adjustment, and we were able to kind of find our feet, get through the half. And then I thought we were the better team in the second half. You know, we went through video this morning. You know, we, you know, as a coaching staff, picked out 14 positive moments in the first half, and we had about 40 positive moments in the second half. So that's a good sign that we, you know, made some adjustments, and we were playing a little bit better in the second half. You know, I think we would have been happy with the draw, I think, the way the game played out, and, you know, we're very disappointed to walk away with no points. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's early days, like you were saying in your speech, Joe. It's early days here. You know, we're trying different combinations, and you know, if this is a roller coaster season, maybe we're starting off on the downside, but there's you know, a lot of season left to be played. So just want the fans to stick with us here.
Joe, you like Joe likes his monologue at the start
no,
of the show.
No, the reality, and I'm sure that Scott knows, because he's also not only a player, but he's a businessman. And, you know, sometimes how the people perceive you and what they perceive. And then of course, there's the other caveat is that all of us think that we are coaches, and we can do this, and we can do that. The reality is, you know, that's what it is. My worry is the perception that people don't come to the field, they don't pay the money, and, you know, money is the root of all evil, and without money we can't do anything. You know,
To strengthen your point with regard to the Rhinos, you know, and also with regard to the Flash,
right.
You know, it's difficult in professional sports, no matter what sport it is, to win on the road. I mean, you're on the road. You're not sleeping in your own bed. You're eating, you know, meals out in a restaurant. You know, you're not as comfortable as you would be at home. So, you know, I know the Rhinos have struggled. We struggled our first two games. And, you know, luckily there's quite a few home games left. So, you know, it's an opportunity for the fans to get out and, you know, like you said, support the team and support the city and support, you know, the hometown organizations. And not just be fair weather fans when the team's doing well. So it's a tough balance, but, you know, we certainly appreciate the sport. I think there was, I forget what it was, around 4,000 for our game against Boston last week. Obviously, Abby's back in the lineup for Wednesday, so we're super stoked about that. And hopefully the hometown fans want to come out and support the hometown lady, you know?
Wednesday's always a tough sub, but I think knowing that Abby's going to be in the lineup, and they've got that confirmation today that's going to be a big
draw. Yeah, she was back to full training today, you know, out there heading balls and smashing in goals like she always does. And, you know, we're looking for big things from the player. You know, we're excited to have her on the club, obviously. And, you know, she's been amazing, you know, in the locker room, outside the locker room, on the field. And, you know, we're looking forward to having her back in the lineup, obviously, World Player of the Year. Adding that to your squad is only going to make your team better. So we're looking forward to Wednesday so we get this bad taste out of our mouth from the weekend.
Another positive, Scott, I think that you guys did a pretty good job on Sydney LaRue. I think you really held her in check. She wasn't able to get out into open space and use that tremendous speed of hers. It was really Heather O'Reilly was the person who took the flash apart. I mean, she had both goals, and she was a nuisance on that right side the entire match. And another name, Leanne Sanderson from the old Philadelphia Independents. She always seems to have the Flash's number. She always plays very well against the Flash, and she did that. She set up the second goal that was ultimately the game winner. So
I thought Sanderson played a great game. You know, she found those little pockets, in between the back line and the midfield line, was able to receive the ball in the half turn a few times. She played, you know, the dynamite through ball on the game winner, but we've got to do better at that. You know, we've got to recognize moments where our central defense can step into those gaps and pressure players so they can't turn. You know, with regards to Sydney LaRue, she's probably one of the fastest soccer players on the planet. You know, Alex Dalen had a pretty tough task in front of her. I thought she did, you know, fairly well defensively, blocked a few shots, was able to shepherd the ball out of bounds a couple times for goal kicks and throw-ins, so... You know, it's difficult to manage a team that has multiple weapons, and when you got a front five like Boston had, you know, it was a tough task for us to handle. We did fairly well. There were certain moments where we certainly could do better, and you know, that's the message to the team is, you know, never take a moment off because we're not sure which moment's going to dictate the outcome of the game.
What I really think, Scott, at least from my perspective, is that they played Boston attacked the ball carrier all the time. They had two or three players attacking the ball carrier, and they were able to anticipate the play. I thought the problem that we were having that our midfield were not able to slow the game down when it needed to, and you know they just you know they that's what happened in the first half as I saw it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, games are won or lost in the midfield. You know, that's the engine room of the team, you know. So in order to dominate games, usually we've got to dominate the midfield, you know. And like I said, we lost the midfield battle the first 20 minutes. I thought we got it back, and I thought we were the better team for long stretches. But you're right. I mean, you have to be able to win that midfield battle. And, you know, we've got a couple different options in there, and we've certainly got some great players. You know, I think you throw in a Carly Lloyd there in a couple weeks, you know, that obviously adds a massive dimension to the club. You know, so it's that midfield is definitely the key component of the team. So it's something that we need to get better at. You know, we work every day on passing and possession, ball speed, movement off the ball. You know, all the key components to become a better soccer team, and it's just a matter of putting those things into practice. You know, when we get out into the game, and you know, I thought we were unjust in receiving only 1 point from the first two games. We're looking forward to getting Sky Blue back. I thought we were the better team on the night. And, you know, Brittany Cameron made some great saves to keep him in, including a penalty in the first half. You know, but I think we're going to be ready. We're well prepared. And, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge on Wednesday.
Scott, we're looking forward to seeing the Flash on Wednesday. Sky Blue is a tough team, and look forward to seeing, you know, Kelly O'Hara and U.S. national team captain Christy Rampone back in town, and, of course, Abby's debut out at home with the Flash. So we'll see you on Wednesday night, Scott. Best of luck to the team. Wish them our best, okay?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, every game is going to be tough in this league, and, you know, we do appreciate the support, and, you know, make sure fans please come out and support your local teams and keep supporting soccer in Rochester so we have something for our young kids to look up to and aspire to.
Thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good luck. Great job.
Goodbye. Scott Ballow here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we want to thank Scott and, of course, all the Flash people and the front office, Jackie Maynard, the new communications director, who's doing a bang-up job as she helped us out at the kickoff dinner last Monday night. And now that they're past the kickoff dinner, we're going to get into our regular show, and including with that, of course, is Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Lots of international news to talk about. We'll get to that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I like the way that they walk, and it's chilly here to talk, and I can always make them smile from White Castle to the Nile. top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash continue their early season homestand this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team stars Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. The action kicks off at 7 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooge, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The 2013 home opener for the Rochester Rhinos is just days away. This Saturday, the Rhinos host the Harrisburg City Islanders at Salem Stadium with kickoff at 7 p.m. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
An international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming at Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. The number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Be sure to go down and visit Tony Michelle for all of your spring sports gear, for your monogramming, your embroidery, for your softball teams, baseball teams, soccer teams, whatever team it is. You can get your gear at your embroidery for your gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Make it your own. It is top notch for a reason.
You forgot to say bowling teams too.
Well, that's a fall, but hey, it's never too early. Exactly. Welcome back, Dick. How's it going up in Toronto?
It's great, guys. The weather's nice, so we're getting into some good soccer weather at the moment, which is the way it should be.
Well, we have to be topical on this show, Dick, so we want to mention at the top there are a lot of very happy villains out there, the fans of Aston Villa.
What a result, eh?
6-1 over Sunderland. That pretty much, I think, may lock them up into staying in the top flight, which that would have been huge news if they had dropped, because they've been in the top flight of English soccer for many, many years. And I think they've made themselves safe because they pushed themselves above Sunderland and Newcastle with that big win.
Yeah, and then the other thing, of course, is you've got the two teams in the northeast, Newcastle and Sunderland, are going to be battling to stay up. People say Wigan, they'll be the third team to go down, but the northeast is having troubled times at the moment, and that 6-1 defeat for Paolo Di Canio's team will not go down too well. And Newcastle, of course, getting thumped 6-0 at home by Liverpool. It has not been a good weekend for fans of football in that part of England.
Definitely not. And I know that the battle in England is really the top two teams. They're pretty much locked in. It's that teams 3 through 5, all London teams: Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham. And boy, we got some big matches coming up. I mean, you got Chelsea and Manchester United on Sunday. You've got Chelsea next Wednesday playing Tottenham, which could pretty much decide that battle. Arsenal tied United 1-1, and Robin Van Persie scoring the tying goal against his old club. Boy, it's going to be wild and woolly going down the stretch.
But it's tremendous, Andrew, isn't it? Because it keeps the interest for the top teams, obviously, trying to get into Europe. And then, obviously, the teams at the bottom of the league that are trying to stay up, because the dollars and cents, the pounds, shillings and pence, it's just so significant if you get relegated. And that's what makes it interesting, I think, in our sport in many countries around the world, with the promotion relegation situation. And Joe can testify to that, of course, in Serie A.
Definitely. I think that I was watching the game, you know, talking about fans and talking about teams that are making money and teams that are not making any money. And I was looking at, you know, the Siena game, and there was hardly anybody there on the stand. I mean, I can't believe how they survived, but that's beside the point. The thing is that soccer in actual Europe, really, it's has reached an epidome of things that are blame the referees. And Andrew and I were debating this before that, and what I said to Andrew, Dick, is that yeah, the referees, maybe they share some blame, but the reality of the thing, that blame really goes to the players, because they don't play the game the way it used to be. They play the game with a different euphoria. They say that they're better athletes, but so are the referee. The referee, before they got to go in training too. They got to be fit, and they got to pass tests.
Yeah, so, I think you're quite right. I was talking to a former FIFA referee, Gord Arrowsmith, who did many games actually down in Rochester and has fond memories of some of the more exciting games at Aquinas Stadium. And he was just talking about the fact, because somebody in the group was talking about, well, we've got to have video technology, offsides, you know, handball and so on. And Gord and myself said, no, you know, it's got to be goal line technology, yes. Ball over the line, ball not over the line. Definitely that has to take place. But in decisions with regards to penalty kicks and the like, you have to rely on the match officials, and the best officials, just like the best goalkeepers, make the fewest mistakes.
I don't want to talk too much about Suarez because my blood pressure will go up, but you know, the referee was there, the assistant was there, and they didn't see him take a chomp out of Ivanovic. So
Andrew, you know, they used to be in the Lenses day. We had these people from, I think it was Guatemala, or I forgot where they were from. And him, there was Freddy and Lewis, and another guy that I can't think of. And this guy that I can't think of the name, spit on one of the players, the opposing team. You know what Charlie Shano did? Next Monday, he was on the way home. Now, you know, spitting on somebody, it's a no-no. You know, biting people is a no-no. But sometimes the reaction is not really what counts. People do strange things in strange situations. So you can't just predict. character.
Yeah, like just like had happened with PSG on this weekend, Dick. I mean, you never would have thought that, you know, David Beckham would get a red card. And I mean, he's done it before, but it was that match completely broke down, and there was a brawl after the match. And the PSG ended up winning with 9 men, 1-0. But after, I think there were about 5 red cards handed out at the end of that match. It was just ugly.
Yeah, no, and you don't need that. And certainly with the Beckham incident, I didn't see it, so I can't qualify. But, you know, coming in late in the game and then getting the red card obviously is not the thing to do. But I'm delighted for PSG, you know, get Ligue 1 in France, because they invested a lot of money, but they brought a lot of pride back to French football with what they have done in the Champions League this season. So, you know, it's... And Joe, I know you think the same way as myself with regards to this. The attitude of players is totally different. It's very difficult officiating in the modern era, because the players are just, you know, there's so much cheating going on, which certainly is not an example for young players. And the Luis Suarez, geez, it was the good, the bad, and the ugly, wasn't it? Great goal, great assist, handball that he gives up, and then the ugly, of course, with the bite. So these are things that you cannot condone, and I would have been even more severe with the punishment, you know, not 10 games, but significantly more.
Now there is another question that I want to ask you, your opinion on racism. I mean, we had people before, you know, that were Brazilians and they were of color, Brazilian of color. Uh-huh. I don't remember in the North American Soccer League that anybody, the fans or the players, uh-huh, objected or called those people, call them names. Now all of a sudden there is a racism, you know, because of the people's color, skin color. I mean, even the fans, they're crazy.
No, it's an absolute disgrace. You know, we should be colorblind with regards to the sport of soccer, because, you know, if a player is talented, whether he's either from an Asian country or whether he's from Africa, wherever it may be, and some of the things that are happening in the stadia all over the world, you know, you just cannot condone. It's just an absolute disgrace, and you hope that clubs will, you know, suspend, sign, die the kinds of fans that are making the racist banners or the abuse that's going on. It really is totally uncalled for. And you really empathize with the players, you know, with regards to this, because they're not being judged by their ability. It's just by the color of their skin. And it's totally wrong, because there are some outstanding athletes of all colors playing our great game.
Yep, that's definitely true. Hopefully, we're not seeing any of that this week when the Champions League finalists will be decided. And I'll tell you what, I would say this: do not count out the Spanish teams just yet.
Exactly.
I've seen stranger things happen.
They score an early goal and look out. It's going to be great, great football.
The way Messi played, the goal he scored against Atletico was just out of this world. If Barcelona can get on a roll, it may not be over. If I was Bayern Munich, Dick, I'd go for a goal at any cost, because if they score one goal, Barcelona have to score 6, and that isn't going to happen. So, but Real, 3-0 win at the Bernabeu, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. So I think the German teams certainly cannot afford to relax 1 minute. These are quality teams, and they're going to have 100,000-plus fans cheering them on this week.
No, the atmosphere will be electric, as it was in the stadium, you know, in Germany, the two stadiums. I thought the atmosphere in Dortmund was just unreal, totally unreal. And, of course, the Allianz Arena with Bayern has always been a very difficult place to win, and the support of the fans. But I think, as you rightly say, if they get early goals in the return games in Spain, it's going to make for just some fabulous football.
I just remember what happened. AC Milan was up 2-0 on Barcelona, and Barca ended up winning 4-0
in
the second leg. So it's definitely, I mean, AC is a quality team. It could happen. But, Dick, well, we know you're at a function, so we want to let you go back and enjoy yourself. And we'll have some more time next week to talk about the Champions League final.
We look forward to it, Andrew. It's exciting times. Some great games to see.
Give our best to
Winnie. Always a pleasure to chat to you.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Joe, you're leaving me alone here, too.
I'm leaving you alone. I know you can carry the show.
Yeah,
I have a lot of confidence.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
So I'll be Andrew Batista here. I'll be carrying the load, and I'm going to fill Joe's shoes, but I'll do the best I can. Coming up next, it's Rhinos head coach Jesse Myers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Whoa, can't you see?
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Can't you see?
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash continue their early season homestand this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team stars Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. The action kicks off at 7 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The 2013 home opener for the Rochester Rhinos is just days away. This Saturday, the Rhinos host the Harrisburg City Islanders at Salem Stadium with kickoff at 7 p.m. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti carrying the rest of the show on as Joe is off doing important things for the Italian Sport Club and the Italian American Community Center, both of which he's a member. Well, by the way, we want to thank everybody at the Italian American Sport Club. They did yeoman's duty over the past week with the Western New York Flash kickoff dinner, the Rhinos kickoff dinner, and their regular Thursday lunch every other Thursday. So they had three meals the kitchen staff did, and they did a tremendous job. And if you ever have a chance, the Italian American Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road, every other Thursday, so it won't be this Thursday, but next Thursday, they have a lunch starting at about 11:30 with pasta at your table and a meat, chicken, or beef, or pork, or whatever, with potatoes and veggies and salad and appetizers, and you can't go wrong. It's for the benefit of not, you don't have to be a member. You can just come to the event. Again, it's the Italian American Sport Club, 1250 Buffalo Road. Every other Thursday for lunch, you got to be there. All the movers and shakers are there, just like the Pat Ercoles that goes there and Charlie Schiano. And I don't know if our next guest, Jesse Myers, goes there often, but I'm sure he will if he has the time. And joining us now is the head coach of the Rhinos, Jesse Myers. Appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The home opener is this Saturday, 7 p.m. against Harrisburg. Call 454-KICK to get your tickets. Jesse, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Andrew, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Actually, it's be with me, I guess, because Joe's not with us for the rest of the show tonight. But I know we talked at length on Wednesday at the Rhinos kickoff dinner. We have a podcast, over almost 90 minutes of it, up at our website at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. And we talked with you about, you know, the season and how it was going up to that point before the match on Saturday, that, you know, the pieces are there. It's just a matter of putting them together in the right order, find the right lineup. But, you know, I'm sure that Saturday was not the result that you were hoping for against Harrisburg, but tell us about what happened in that match.
No, I mean, obviously not. I mean, you know, just too many mental breakdowns in my mind. And then, you know, again, we go man down. We did fight back. They responded to my halftime conversation. And they battled back for about 20 minutes. Actually played some of our better soccer. We settled it. We actually moved the ball and kept the ball, which for whatever reason with 11 we weren't able to do. And then, you know, they got a goal on us, and in our fragile state of mind, you know, one led to a few more. So, you know, that's one thing we've got to work on that's obviously not acceptable, and we'll get at it this week.
Well, that's some good news about the, you know, Bilal Duckett scored his first goal as a Rhino, used to be with the Islanders, and local product Michael Reedy from Webster got the assist on that goal. So definitely some good moments in the match, but obviously overall it was a disappointment. Now, I want to ask you, because you're the authority on this subject, there were a number of people commented about the red card to Blake Bretschneider that happened at the end of the first half, that he was actually pushed into the man who he fouled. Now, is that what happened, or are we reading a little bit too much into this?
No, I don't. I asked Blake that same thing. I couldn't tell. It happened in front of me, but there was a bunch of people. I saw it again, obviously, a few times, and it looked like that could have been. But I asked him. He wasn't pushed in. He just went in. He just went in a bit awkwardly. I would disagree with the officials, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got to live with, you know, what happens. And when you're not playing well, you don't get those breaks. So, you know, so that's what happened. And disappointed, but, you know, you got to fight through it. And, you know, hopefully we get some point here very, very soon, we get stronger for it.
We're here with Jesse Myers, the coach of the Rochester Rhinos. And I guess from your perspective, The talent that the Rhinos have versus the talent on Harrisburg, I mean, what is the difference, you think? Is it something that we're, you know, if we had 11 men, that it would have been a much closer match and maybe we've gotten a result out of that match? And what do we expect to see on Saturday as we see the same team again come into Salem Stadium, where they've had some success in the past?
Yeah, no, they seems like they've had our number for a couple of years now. Unfortunate, but you know, they've got some attacking players. They've got some good pace off the bench, which has given us trouble. So, you know, again, it's a new year, so we see it this collective group has seen it now on Saturday. So hopefully we'll be much better prepared on how to deal with some of it. You know, at the end of the day, though, it's you tell your players this, you talk to them about the other team, but, you know, it is. It's what you do. I mean, it's almost that simple. It's what you do. If we control the ball, control the tempo of the game, if we are better tackling the ball, we've been very poor at tackling the ball, and it's let some guys slip through. So, you know, we're a little bit to our own fault, no doubt about it. We've got to be better. I mean, we've got to keep the ball better. We've got to move, and we've got to find some type of rhythm.
How were some of the individual players on Saturday? You know, you mentioned about Michael Reedy, certainly a gentleman who's going to have a lot of following here at the game on Saturday, being a local product. How did he look on Saturday?
I was very, very pleased with Reedy. Did a great job. He's not even with us full time. So it's been, it's been a quick learning experience for him. But the one thing Michael brings is, some excellence, some speed, some quickness, some unpredictability when he's running at you. So it gives us the ability to stretch the field lengthwise, which, without Banks in there, and we may not be the paciest team, but now we become a little bit quicker, a little bit more unpredictable, and he's a big part of that.
How much did you think not having Georgios and Tyler Roseland on the field hurt on Saturday?
But it hurts because they're seasoned veterans. They're guys have been around and, know what to expect. So, obviously, that's a bit of it. But you know what? Then it's time for the next guys to step up and prove that they should be playing too. So, that's not really an excuse in my mind. It's just time for the next guy to get his opportunity and to shine. So, you got to do that when you get the chance.
Absolutely, and I know that I've seen some comments going back and forth among some of the Rhino fans. Obviously, I don't know if they're upset or angry. I think it's more shock than anything else because we haven't seen a start like this, especially on the defensive end, in a long time. So with the opener coming up on Saturday, what do you want to tell the fans about what they can expect to see from the Rhinos at home as opposed to the matches they may have been watching on the internet on the road?
Well, I mean, it's up to us, first and foremost, this week to sort out our defensive issues. But I do think a very large part of it is our ability to dictate the rhythm of the game, keep the ball better, and get ourselves in better positions. Because right now, a little bit of our trouble is our bad giveaways. So when you give away the ball in bad spots and, we're not set to play and defend, it makes things difficult. So for me, it's getting a better rhythm, and that's what we're going to work on all week, getting a better tempo. Of course, we're going to work defensively on what we need to do, and a bit of our lapses. But for me, it's the first thing, you've got to keep the ball. We've got to keep the ball and make them work a lot harder. We had to work, they kept the ball better than we did, and we've got to do that.
Absolutely. And last thing, what's the status injury-wise for the team? Are we going to be missing anybody on Saturday? We had Ross LeBeau at our table on Saturday or on Wednesday at the kickoff dinner. I know he's been recovering from an injury. How's the team look for Saturday?
Right now we're looking, getting healthier by the day. Estridge practiced for his first time really in about 3 weeks or a month. So we'll see how he came out of it today. So he's little by little, he's getting better. JC will know more at the end of the week whether he'll be available this weekend. Now, of course, he's not going to, if he is clear, probably won't play that much because he's just not game fit. But in saying that, I'm not so sure you won't see him a little bit if things go well. So he's practicing every day and moving, and, he gives us a little bit more. So we'll see.
I can imagine he's chomping at the bit to get on the field after the way things ended last season. I know he's a very hard competitor and a great talent. So we're looking forward to seeing all the players this Saturday. Jesse, it's 7 o'clock kickoff at Salem Stadium. We want to get there early for all the festivities and get your meal at Salem Stadium. Of course, they have the best food at the stadium in town. And Jesse, wish you guys the best of luck, and we're looking forward to a big win in our first home match coming up this Saturday.
Yep, so are we looking to turn it around this Saturday. Start off this Saturday.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Great, thanks. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye. Jesse Myers, head coach of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined live in New York City by Michael Lewis, and we'll talk about some Big news coming up about a possible 20th MLS franchise in the Big Apple. That's coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
Top-notch monogramming is
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 home opener for the Rochester Rhinos is just days away. This Saturday, the Rhinos host the Harrisburg City Islanders at Salem Stadium with kickoff at 7 p.m. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You haven't needed a friend like me. And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Kuja Kuj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash continue their early season homestand this Wednesday at Salem Stadium against Sky Blue FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team stars Kelly O'Hara and Christine Rampone. The action kicks off at 7 p.m. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 Flash season tickets and flex packs. Tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Good evening, Michael. How's it going down in New York?
Very good, Andrew. How are you doing up there?
Oh, it's a pretty nice day today, and the sun was out for a while. It was a little unexpected. It was supposed to be rainy today, but you know, overall, things are pretty well. And I think the Big Apple, though, it must be pretty buzzing right now. Is big news. Well, I mean, I don't know if it actually broke today, but maybe it was. Of course, you probably knew because you're in the know on everything about the looks like there's going to be the 20th franchise for MLS is going to be in New York City, not New Jersey, New York City proper, and it looks like it's going to be Manchester City's big pocketed ownership group might be the ones to buy the franchise. So tell us what you know about this.
Well, originally, way back in December, Bloomberg News had broken a story about the Manchester City owners wanting to actually being close to securing the franchise rights to that 20th team, NYC2 or NY2, depending which way you call it down here. Of course, that expansion team in at Flushing Meadow Corona Park, they seem to be a bit premature by several months, even though they were definitely on the right track at the time. From my sources, right now, Manchester City is in the pole position. MLS would like to make an announcement on the expansion team within 4 to 6 weeks, probably before Manchester City plays Chelsea in an international friendly at Yankee Stadium on May 25th. So we're talking, you know, probably within a month. Of course, finding an owner for a team in New York is probably a lot easier than jumping through all the hoops of getting a stadium done. But the league and even the mayor has indicated that that's going to happen. We'll see. We'll see. They've got a month to make it happen before their prescribed deadlines.
Well, according to the article, which is in, I'm reading from the ESPN article, the owner of Manchester City, by the way, for people who don't know, is Sheikh Mansour bin Zayed Al Nahyan, or something like that. He's a member of the Abu Dhabi royal family, and of course they have more money than we'll ever see in our lifetime. They're looking. The plan is a $100 million expansion fee and a privately funded $340 million stadium, again in the Flushing Meadows area, where City Field is, where the National Tennis Center is. And I believe, Michael, they're building the new arena for the New York Islanders hockey team there as well. So it's a big sports complex where they want to put a soccer-specific stadium right in the middle of that. And I tell you, money is no object for these guys. They have it, and they could, if they're willing to put it into MLS, I mean, that's a big coup, I think, for Don Garber and the rest of the league.
Definitely, and you know, I don't care what anyone says. It's gotta. They say it's gonna help the Red Bulls. You know, in terms of media exposure, I think it's gonna cut into what they've had and what they could have in the future. And you know, they've had 17, 18 years to get their act together in many, many ways, and I still think they haven't. Not being able to put out a competitive team, not being able to fill up Red Bull Arena on a regular basis in the 3+ years that has been around. But, you know, definitely that will be the latest jewel in the MLS crown if and when it does come to fruition.
Now, Michael, for my benefit and for those listening, in the New York media, it seems, is it true that the New York media has a favorite son or favorite team in each of the leagues? I mean, obviously the Yankees are a much bigger deal than the Mets, and the Giants are bigger than the Jets. But I mean, in hockey, you've got three teams. You've got the Isles, the Devils, and the and the Rangers, and you got the Knicks and the Nets in the NBA, both situated right in the middle of New York City. So, I mean, is that what the, that's what the big concern is, that maybe the focus would shift from the Red Bulls to this potential New York City FC, is what they're possibly going to call this team?
That's one of the strong possibilities. You have to remember there's a shrinking news hole in every newspaper, including the New York newspapers. And for the most part, they don't necessarily cover the Red Bulls that well. The New York Post has the most consistent coverage, and that's more online than anything else. But the New York Daily News and the New York Times, when they're able to send someone over to Red Bull Arena, unless there's an interesting story to do about Henri or someone else on the team. So coverage in New York newspapers over the last several years has been sporadic at best. And I'm probably being kind by using that word, sporadic. Granted, I understand it's more than just newspapers these days. It's online, it's TV, mentions on the radio. I guess we'll have to wait until 2016 to see how this affects the Red Bulls. In terms of a team closer that's going to be playing on this side of the Hudson River this year, the New York Cosmos will cause some buzz at the end of July, beginning of August when they start. And I'm not saying they're going to take everything away or anything away from the New York Red Bulls, but it'll be intriguing to see what sort of interest and buzz they cause and how long they can sustain it for.
Especially considering they're playing in the second division, and most of the players, I mean, the most famous player is the former Rhino, Carlos Mendez, who played with the Red Bulls and played with, you know, MLS for many years. But, I mean, it really is it's a second-level team compared to the Red Bulls. And by the way, I want to mention, Red Bulls deserve some congratulations. They won 2-1 in Toronto in front of a sellout 20,000 people at BMO Field, and Tim Cahill got both goals for the Red Bulls, and so they're doing pretty well, back up to 500 again. So there's some hope in New York maybe for this year's Red Bulls team.
Cahill has been taking some stick in his first 20 games with the Red Bulls. He had only scored once, even though he was never really known as a player who could fill the net on a regular basis. He does well for the Australian national team. But it's funny, he scores one in his first 20 games, and then he scores twice in a game. The second one breaking a 1-1 tie in the 89th minute, dramatic goal on the road after the Red Bulls, on a blunder by goalkeeper Louis Robles, gave the host a goal on a silver platter. But, you know, the way I look at it, any win on the road is a good win. I don't care how you pull it off. 3 points on the road, you're earning 3 points, and you're keeping it away from the home team. And Toronto, oh, man, they just have a knack of giving up goals in the last 15 minutes. I think this was the fourth or fifth time this year they've done it, and, heck, we're still in April. And talking about getting their act together, this could turn into a long, long season if they keep bleeding goals at the end of matches.
Yeah, I don't know if Ryan Nelson is more happy to be in Toronto losing as a coach or be relegated to the QPR. But before, one quick thing, Michael, before I let you go, the CONCACAF Champions League second leg final is this week. It's Monterrey and Santos Laguna. Monterrey is the home team, and Santos has not won in Monterrey in over 10 years. It's 0-0 going into the second leg. What do you think? Is it going to be Monterrey getting their third straight title?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think, you know, I think they're going to win 1-0, 1-0, let's put it that way. I won't say 2-1, that'll screw up the aggregate goals situation. But I like Monterrey because they did a very good job of securing that scoreless draw last week. They actually outplayed Santos Laguna, and I don't know what was wrong with Santos last week.
One player that I'm very high on Monterrey, Humberto Suazo, Chilean international, has played at a high level of soccer for years, and he's their key player, main man up front. And, of course, for Santos, they've got several talented players, including Uribe Peralta, the Olympic goal-scoring hero, and U.S. international Hercules Gomez.
Well, that'll be on TV this week. It'll be on Fox Soccer Channel. So, Michael, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week. Really appreciate all the insight and all the information.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good week.
You too. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. That's Wednesday, 10 o'clock, Monterey and Santos Laguna. I want to thank Scott Vallow, Jackie Maynard, Michael Spola from The Flash, Jesse Myers, Dave Selinsky, Greg Stan from the Rhinos. Flash Wednesday at home against Sky Blue, 7 p.m. And the Friday is the Rhinos home opener. Saturday, 7 p.m. against Harrisburg. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo down on WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.